弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
我们今天讲到的题目是神的荣耀在抵挡中彰显。
The subject of the sermon today is God's glory shines through resistance.
我们今天分享的经文呢是出埃及记的第七到第八章。
The verses we're going to be having a sermon about will be Exodus chapter 7 and chapter 8.
我们以一个数字开始我们今天的讲道。
Let us start a sermon today with a number.
1100万，大家猜一猜这是一个什么样的数字？
11 million.
Great. 这个是在这个跨大西洋的奴隶贸易中，历史学家去统计。大概有1100万的黑人作为奴隶被从非洲贩卖到了美洲。
There are about 11 million of slaves being traded from Africa through the cross-Atlantic trade.
如果我们去了解一些当时的历史的背景呢，我们会知道这些黑人呢，他们遭遇到这种非人的待遇，被奴役，很多人呢在这个狭小的船舱里面，在跨大西洋的航行里面生病，就直接就扔到海里去了。
These slaves have experienced very cruel treatment in the tight quarters within the ship. If they got sick, they'll simply be thrown overboard and let them die.
然后呢，在英国的国会里面有一个很年轻、很有才华的议员。
Within the England's Congress.There is a talented congressman.
He was very young.
And he was very young.
这个人的名字呢叫做威廉·韦伯福斯。
This man's name is William Wilberforce.
当他呢了解到这些黑奴他们所遭遇的这种非人的待遇呢，他立志要废除奴隶制。
When he is acknowledged about the treatment on these slaves, he made the determination to abolish slavery.
其实当时在英国呢，大部分人是不了解这个跨大西洋的奴隶制度，这些黑人他们遭遇的是什么样的一个苦难。
At that time in England, most people does not know the treatment that was brought upon the slaves.
但是韦伯福斯呢，就在20年的时间里面，一次又一次的在国会里面去提案要废除奴隶制。
But Wilberforce, in the span of 20 years, brought up the appeal to abolish slavery time and time again.
但他遇到了非常强烈的阻挡。
He have met with many resistance.
因为这个很多其他的议员呢，他们并没有直接去做奴隶的贸易。
For most of the congressmen, they did not get involved into the slavery trade directly.
但是很多人呢，是在美洲的种植园有投资，甚至是在贩奴的这些贸易船队里面有投资的。
But many people have investments in the plantation in America and the slave trade where they have investments also.
每一个黑奴对他们来说不是一个活生生的人。
For each slave, to them is not a living person.
对他们来说只是一个简单的数字，是他们投资的贸易回报率。
To them, it is only a number
投资回报率。
of the expected return for their investment.
韦伯福斯呢，是一个很虔诚爱主的基督徒。
Wilberforce is very faithful and love God.
他呢，曾经想到过他要去做牧师。
I have thought about to become a pastor.
但是非常触动我的心的就是他的这个信仰中的朋友呢对他说，你去实践神的旨意比你去传讲神的话语可能更加的重要。
What really touches my heart is that his friend in faith tell him that you go and put God's will in action will be better than for you to spread God's word.
他本来开始这个去宣扬废除奴隶制的时候还是一个很年轻的这样的议员。
When he first started to appeal to abolish slavery, he was a very young congressman.
每一次他遭遇挫败的时候呢，他都非常的痛苦。
Whenever he's met with defeat, he suffers from it.
后来直到他这个头发都花白了。
Until his hair grew white.
在他的这个不断的努力之下，在他这个唤醒公众对于奴隶制的这个意识的情况下，终于有一天，这个他废除奴隶制的法案在议会里通过。
Under his persistent effort in acknowledging the mass about the treatment on the slaves, finally his appeal of abolishing slavery had been passed.
历史的记录呢说那一天，这个议会里面大家都起立为他鼓掌。
At that day, everyone in the Congress stood up and applauded him.
我们今天要讲的呢，也是这个在巨大的阻挡的面前，神的旨意，神的荣耀是怎样得到彰显的。
Today our sermon will be about in this large resistance, how is God's will being forced and His glory being shown.
开始之前呢，我们一起来做一个祷告。
Before we start, let us pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Our dear Abba Father,
我们感谢你，你赐给我们这样一个美好的清晨。
We thank you for giving us this beautiful morning.
你召聚我们来到你的面前。
You called us in front of your face.
让我们来聆听你的话语，来亲近你。
Let us hear your words and be close to you.
请你就按照你的应许，此时此刻你临在我们中间。
As your words be with us.
求你的圣灵充满我们每一个人。
May your spirit fill us.
让我们真的在你的话语中遇见你。
Let us meet you in your word.
我们把以下的时间完全仰望在你的手中。
For a time after, we totally give it to you.
感谢主，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Thank you, Lord. Your child pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天讲到呢，分成三个部分。
The sermon today will be separated in three parts.
第一部分呢是我是耶和华。
The first part, I am the Lord.
第二部分是主权、责任与荣耀。
The second part is sovereignty, responsibility and glory.
第三部分呢是神迹的目的。
The third part is the purpose of signs.
我们一起来读出埃及记七章的一节。
Let us read Exodus chapter 7 verse 1.
耶和华对摩西说，我使你在法老面前如同神一样，你的哥哥亚伦是替你说话的先知。
Then the Lord said to Moses, See, I have made you like God to Pharaoh, and your brother Aaron will be your prophet.
神对摩西说，我要让你如同神一样是什么意思？
What does it mean when God said to Moses that I will make you like God?
这让我想起呢，神在创世纪里面创造人的时候说是按照神的形象造人。
This makes me recall in Genesis, Jesus, God has said,
有人说
that I will make man in the shape of God.
有人说，那神难道跟人长得是一样的吗？
Some people say, then does that mean God looks like people?
好，有的神学家说，不对不对，是人是拥有神的很多的属性和品德，比方说这个公义、善良、慈爱。
Some theologians say that it is not true.That simply people have many properties of God, such as just love and fairness.
还有很多的神学家呢说，其实呢是好像人被创造的时候是在这个地上是神的代表，是代表神去治理这地的。
Some other theologians said that man is created by God as a representation on the land for God.
在这里呢，耶和华对摩西说，我使你在法老面前就如同神一样，你是神的代表，你是他的发言人。
In here, Lord said to Moses, I will make you be like God in front of Pharaoh. In front of him, you will be a representation of God.
然后我们来到今天一个非常难解的、难理解的、非常有争议的这样一个经文。
Now we come to the verse that is very difficult to understand.And be in many disputes.
我们一起来读出埃及记的七章三节。
Let us read Exodus chapter 7 verse 3.
我要使法老的心刚硬，也要在埃及地多行神迹奇事。
but I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and so I will multiply my signs and wonders in Egypt.
然后我们读圣经的时候，我们看见不断的说法老的心刚硬，他不愿意让希伯来人离开。
When we are reading the Bible, we see that Pharaoh's heart have hardened many times, that he prohibited Israelites from leaving.
甚至有的经文说是法老使 ，sorry， 是耶和华神使法老的心刚硬。
Even there are some verses that says, God the Lord have made Pharaoh's heart hardened.
这地方有很大的张力 ，tension.
There are a lot of tension in here.
在什么哪两个部分呢？一个是人的自由意志。
In here, one is man's freedom of will.
第二个呢是神的主权。
The other is God's sovereignty.
然后我们一起来看下面的经文。
Let us see the verse after.
我们一起来读出埃及记七章的四节。
Let us read Exodus chapter 7 verse 4.
我要伸手攻击埃及，将我的军队，就是我的百姓以色列人，从埃及地领出来。
I will lay my hand on Egypt, and with mighty acts of judgment, I will bring out my divisions, my people, the Israelites.
那么到底是神这个要让法老的心刚硬，然后他拒绝以色列人离开，神才去伸手攻击埃及地呢？
So is it God made Pharaoh's heart hardened so that he will put mighty acts against Israel?Against Egypt.
而我更愿意理解呢，是神，他是无所不知的神，他已经预见到法老会怎么样去拒绝希伯来人离开，而且神要在这个过程中怎么样去彰显他的荣耀。
I understand that God is all-knowing, such that He knows Pharaoh will harden his heart, that He will refuse to let Israel leave, and thus God will put mighty acts against Egypt to bring out His people.
我们一起来读七章五节。
Let us read chapter 7 verse 5.
我伸手攻击埃及，将以色列人从他们中间领出来的时候，埃及人就要知道我是耶和华。
And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand against Egypt and bring the Israelites out of it.
当摩西代表神第一次去见法老的时候，法老当时发出了一个灵魂问题。
When Moses was in representation of God and first time that he met with Pharaoh, Pharaoh asked a question that strikes his soul.
他问耶和华是谁？
He asked, who is the Lord?
他不是真的很好奇，很想知道，想去认识耶和华是谁。
It was not that he was wondering who the Lord is.
而是 go ahead.而是在埃及那样一个多神崇拜的文化背景里面，法老他自己也是被人当作神来崇拜的。
But in the culture of Egypt, which they worship many gods, Pharaoh himself is being worshipped as a god.
当他问耶和华是谁的时候，他是在这个主权在权柄上做一个非常针锋相对的挑战。
When he asks who is the Lord, he is challenging God's sovereignty.
然后在这里第五节，耶和华神说，那个时候埃及人就要知道我是耶和华。
And then, in verse 5, the Lord said, and then the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord.
这个埃及人他们学习到这个功课是一个痛苦的过程，他们学到一个很痛苦的功课，他们才知道耶和华是谁。
The Egyptians will pay dear price.For this lesson to learn who the Lord is.
然后我们一起来读七章六节。
Let us read Exodus chapter 7 verse 6.
摩西、亚伦就照耶和华所吩咐的行了。
Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord commanded them.
这是短短的一节经文，但是我觉得是非常可爱的一节经文。
This is a very short verse, but I think it's very cute.
我们在前面的章节看当耶和华神呼召摩西的时候，摩西一共五次去推脱。
When we see the verses before, when the Lord called Moses to act, Moses have refused to act for 5 times.
但是这一次，当神去吩咐的时候呢，这里非常简单的就说摩西亚伦就照耶和华所吩咐的行了。
But in here, when the Lord calls Moses to act, we'll see Moses and Aaron act just as the Lord have commanded them.
这种简单的顺服，这样的信心是非常宝贵的。
This obedience and faith is precious.
我们来到今天讲到的第二个部分。
Let us get to the second part of today's sermon.
就是主权、责任与荣耀。
That is sovereignty, responsibility, and glory.
我们一起来读七章十三节。
Let us read chapter 7, verse 13.
法老的心刚硬，不肯听他们，正如耶和华所说的。
Yet Pharaoh's heart became hard, and he would not listen to them, just as the Lord has said.
这个地方呢，我们去看那个圣经的原文，是说得很清楚的，是法老他自己使他的心刚硬。
In here we read the word on the Bible, that is, the Pharaoh made his own heart hardened.
但是经文呢，下半节又告诉我们，正如耶和华前面所说的。
But in the second half of the verse, it says, just as the Lord has said.
那么在这个心刚硬的这个过程里面，法老是完全无辜的吗？
So in this process of hardening the heart, are the Pharaoh innocent?
其实不是的。
He is not.
比方说我们看之前几十年法老所做的事情。
For example, let us see for a couple decades ago what the Pharaoh had done.
或者说几百年的时间里面，法老一代又一代是怎么样去奴役希伯来人的。
Or to see for the time span of centuries, how does the Pharaoh act?
甚至非常系统性的要去杀死所有的希伯来的男婴。
They even systematically plan to kill all the male born of Israelites.
法老的心一直是刚硬的。
Pharaoh's heart has been hardened.
这个时候呢，当摩西提出来要让这些奴隶脱离这个 奴役的枷锁，要离开的时候呢，法老的心刚硬，不肯听他们。
At this time, when Moses proposed to let Israelites leave from the slavery,Pharaoh's heart remains hardened.
而耶和华神呢，作为全知的神，他知道这个情况会发生。
The Lord is all-knowing that he knows that this will happen.
在罗马书九章，这里说，神的旨意又怎能抵挡呢？就是那凭着己意刚硬人心又怜悯人的神。
In Romans chapter 9, it says, Who resists his will, God hardens who he wants to harden.
到底这个人的心刚硬，是神让他去刚硬的，还是他自己要去刚硬的
？So in here, man's heart become hardened. Is it hardened by God or hardened by themselves?
我们一起来读出埃及记的八章八节。
Let us read Exodus chapter 8, verse 8.
法老说：“你们为我祷告耶和华，求他除去这些青蛙，我就容百姓去，让他们祭祀耶和华。”
Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, "Pray to the Lord."To take the frogs away from me and my people, and I will let your people go.
怎么到了这一节，法老突然的回转，他愿意让这些以色列人走呢？
Why to this verse, Pharaoh have turned and he's willing to let Israelites leave?
而其实呢，是神已经开始实施这样的灾祸去惩罚埃及人。
It is actually the God have already executing the plagues.To punish Israelites.
比方这里提到的是一个青蛙之灾。
For example, in here, it is a plague of the frogs.
突然一下呢，埃及地遍地满了青蛙。
And suddenly, the entire land of Egypt are filled with frogs.
让这个埃及人没有办法正常的生活。
That disturbs the natural life style of the Egyptians.
而且呢，这个神学家去研究古代的埃及的一些遗留下的文献。
And when the theologians study ancient Egyptian textures,
了解到当时呢，青蛙也是埃及的诸神中的一个神。
That they know the frog are among the many gods Egypt have worshipped.
而且根据他们的宗教呢，是人是不可以去伤害青蛙的。
And according to their religion, they are forbidden from hurting the frogs.
所以这些。遍满了这个埃及地的青蛙对他们的生活造成了非常大的困扰。
So the frogs that filled their lands have caused mass disturbance to their life.
这时候法老呢就软化了他的态度，他说可以让这个以色列人走。
That is why Pharaoh have softened his attitude and said that Israelites may leave.
我们一起来读八章十五节。
Let us read chapter 8, verse 15.
这里又有一个转折。
There is another turning point.
但法老见得了舒缓，就硬着心，不听他们，正如耶和华所说的。
But when Pharaoh saw that there was relief, he hardened his heart and would not listen to Moses and Aaron, just as the Lord had said.
这时候呢，又说法老硬着心。
Here says again, Pharaoh had hardened his heart.
他本来呢，因为那样的压力，他已经软化了他的态度。
Originally, because of the pressure, he had already softened his attitude.
但是呢，他看见这个情况呢得以舒缓，他就又硬着心。
But when he see the situation has a relief, he hardened his heart again.
这里经文说的很清楚呢，是法老他自己硬着心。
It was clear in the verse here that Pharaoh had hardened his own heart.
但是经文的后半部分又提醒我们说，正如耶和华所说的。
But on the second half of the verse, it says again, just as the Lord has said.
那么我们想一想，我们每一个人，有的时候可能会被神管教。
Let us think that sometime every one of us may be disciplined by God.
神可能会给我们压力。
God may give us pressure.
可能你在压力之下，你会回转归向神。
Perhaps you may turn to God under such pressure.
但是有没有这样的情况，这个压力减小了，这个情况得以舒缓，你又开始硬着心抵挡神。
But is there the situation that when the pressure has been lifted, when the situation is relieved, you harden your heart again and turn away from God?
就像这个法老一样。
Just like the Pharaoh.
我们看这个说法老硬心啊，它分成了三个层次，一共有三个不同的主语。
We see that when Pharaoh hardened his heart, there are three levels which use three different subjects.
第一个层次呢是法老主动的使心刚硬。
The first level is that Pharaoh hardened his own heart.
第二个呢是法老的心呢是好像是被动的，好像这很自然的就变得刚硬了。
The second level is that Pharaoh's heart have hardened naturally.
第一个呢是人的意志和选择。
The first is human will and choice.
第二个呢，好像是一个自然的一个趋势。
The second is natural direction of the heart.
那么第三个层次呢，就是耶和华使法老的心刚硬。
The third level is the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart.
这个好像是神的主权介入在这个过程里面。
This is God's sovereignty intervention.
然后我们看，一共神在埃及地，施下了这个十次灾祸。
Know that God have landed 10 plagues in the land of Egypt.
前五次呢，经文都说是法老自己刚硬他的心。
Of the first 5 plagues, the verse states that Pharaoh have made his own heart hardened.
到了第六个灾祸呢，开始是经文说是神使法老的心刚硬。
Starting from the 6th plague, it is God hardens Pharaoh's heart.
还是我们之前说的那个张力，就是一个是人的自由意志，第二个是神的主权，到底在这个过程中人要不要负责任。
In the dispute we talked about earlier, one is man's freedom of will and other is God's sovereignty. In here, will the man be taking responsibility?
我们看看其他的经文是怎么样说的。
Let us see how this talk about it in other verses.
如此看来，在罗马书九章十八节，如此看来，神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要使谁刚硬就使谁刚硬。
In Romans chapter 9 verse 18, therefore God has mercy on whom he wants to have mercy, and he hardens whom he wants to harden.
在罗马书一章二十一二十四节，这里说他们知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，他们的心就昏暗了，所以神任凭他们。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 21-24, for also they knew God, they neither glorify him as God. Their thinking become futile, therefore God gave them over.
在创世纪五十章二十节，这里说你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
In Genesis chapter 50 verse 20, you intended to harm me, but God intended for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives.
考大家一下，这节经文说话的人是谁？
Here's a test. Who said it?
约瑟。
Joseph。
约瑟他其实这个从小受了很多的委屈。
Joseph has been faced many injustices since he was young.
他的亲兄弟当时准备要杀他，后来没有杀他，把他卖作奴隶。
His own brothers was planning to kill him. Also, they didn't kill him at end. They sold him as a slave.
但是约瑟呢，在这里说，你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思是要是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
And thus Joseph said, "You intended to harm me, but God intended for good to come."
一方面是要谋害这个约瑟的他的弟兄们的这个自由意志。
One side is the intent to harm Joseph by the freedom of will.
另外一方面是神的主权，他掌管整个的过程。
And other side is the sovereignty of God, which have control over the whole process.
我们来看以西结书二十章二十五节。
Let us see Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 25.
我就任凭他们顺从不善的律例，遵守不能使人活着的典章。
So I gave them other statutes that were not good, and laws through which they could not live.
那么到底人在这个过程中要不要负他的责任呢？
So the man in this process, should they pay responsibility?
在希伯来书三章七到八节，这里说，圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒、试探他的时候一样。
In Hebrew chapter 3, verse 7 to 8, So as the Holy Spirit says, Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion, during the time of testing in the wilderness.
所以我想告诉大家的是，人的自由意志和神的主权是同时成立的。
So what I want to say in here is that the freedom of will of man and God's sovereignty can coexist.
人的那种硬心其实是人自己做的选择和决定。
The hardened heart is a choice of man.
但是神呢，在这个过程中他允许这个事情发生。
But God allowed it happen in the process.
甚至神呢，使用人的硬心变成去彰显他荣耀的这样一个条件。
God even used this hardened heart as a way to show his glory.
但是神呢，也应许要给我们换一颗肉心。
But God have also promised to give us a heart of flesh.
在以西结书三十六章二十六节，这里说，我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉实心，赐给你们肉心。
In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
我们来到今天讲到的第三个部分。
Here we come to the third part of today's sermon.
就是神迹的目的。
That is the purpose of signs.
我们看见神在埃及地施行了很大的神迹。
We see that God has performed many signs in the land of Egypt.
神的目的只是要带领这些奴隶脱离奴役的枷锁，让他们恢复自由吗？
Are God's purpose only to bring these slaves away from slavery?
我们一起来读出埃及记的八章十节。
Let us read Exodus chapter 8 verse 10.
摩西说，可以照你的话，叫你知道没有像耶和华我们神一样的。
Moses replied, It will be as you say.So that you may know there is no one like the Lord our God.
这是耶和华神第一次在神的选民的身上去彰显他的巨大的荣耀。
This is the Lord's first time on his people to show his enormous glory.
神要通过这个事情呢，这些神迹让以色列人更加的认识他。
God wants to through these signs let the Israelites know him better.
但是不仅仅是让以色列人更加的认识他，
But not only the Israelites,
也要让外邦人去认识耶和华，
To let the outsiders also know the Lord.
而且呢，我们看见耶和华神在和这些多神的偶像崇拜，这些假神在做一个斗争。
We can see here God is competing against the false god of Egypt.
我们来看这个 神在埃及地所施的这些灾害里面呢，很多是有针对性的。
We can see that there are many symbolism of the signs performed in the land of Egypt.
在水变血的这个灾祸里面呢，它是挑战尼罗河神哈比。
In the plague of water to blood, God challenged the god of Nile, Hapi.
在青蛙之灾呢，它是挑战生育女神赫格斯，她的形象呢是青蛙。
In the plague of frog, God have challenged Hecate, which is a goddess of fertility, depicted as a frog.
在狮子之灾呢，它是挑战大地神盖布。
In the plague of gnats, God challenged Gabe, which is the god of earth.
这是对法老那个问耶和华是谁那个问题的一个很直接的回应。
This is a direct answer to Pharaoh's question, "Who is the Lord?"
其实我们去看这个古代宗教呢，绝大部分的宗教都是拜偶像的，甚至是多神的。
If we see the ancient religions, most religions worship idols and worship many gods.
是把神的被造物去当作神来崇拜的。
That they worship the creation as the creator.
他们有的时候呢，可能也会承认耶和华是多神中的一个神。
Sometimes they admit that God Yahweh is a God among their many gods.
他们有的时候呢，也会觉得，耶和华神也没有什么了不起，他们自己的神可能有更大的权柄。
Sometimes they believe that God the Lord is nothing outstanding compared to their God, that their God have greater power.
但是耶和华神呢，在这些神迹里面去证明，去给埃及人看。没有别的神，只有耶和华神。
But Lord have shown through these many signs to the Egyptians that there is no other God except the Lord.
在出埃及记八章二十二节，我们一起来读。
In Exodus chapter 8 verse 22.
那日我要在我百姓所住的歌珊地另施恩惠，使那里没有成群的苍蝇，好叫你们知道我耶和华在这地上。
But on that day, I will deal differently with the land of Goshen.Where my people live, no swarms of flies will be there, so that you will know that I, the Lord, am in this land.
然后我们来到了苍蝇之灾。
Now we come to the plague of flies.
这个地方呢，神特别的去应许，他要在以色列民中间呢另施恩惠恩典。
In here, God has made special promise that among the Israelites, He will deal with them differently.
这时候呢，以色列人还是和埃及人在同一片土地上。
At this time, Israelites still live in the same land as Egypt.
在同一个天空之下。
Under the same sky as Egypt.
但是呢，神在他们身上呢有分别。
But God will deal with them differently.
而且有不同的心意。
And they have different purpose.
就好像我们基督徒在这个世界上，神并没有一次都把我们踢走。
It is us.As Christians on this world, God have not taken us away in one go.
而是留我们在这个社会里面要去做他的代表。
But to leave us here in this society as representation of him.
要让神的旨意能够在这个世界上得以实现。
So that his will may be fulfilled in this world.
就好像没有让韦伯福斯去教会里做一个全职的牧师。
It is as they didn't make Wilberforce to become a pastor in the church.
而是在那个国会里面作为神的这个跟随者要去把神的公义 实现出来。
But as a follower inside the Congress to execute God's justice.
在出埃及记八章二十三节我们一起来读。
In Exodus chapter 8 verse 23.
我要在我的百姓与你的百姓中间做区别，明天这神迹将要发生。
I will make a distinction between my people and your people. The sign will occur tomorrow.
在腓立比书三章二十节这里讲呢，但我们是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 20, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await the Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ.
神并没有让我们要离开这个世界。
God didn't plan for us to leave this world.
相反，神说你们要去，使万民做他的门徒。
Opposed to that, God said that you will go and make all men, all people, His disciple.
要从这个耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极。
from Jerusalem to the edge of the earth.
这个是神给我们的心意，不是要让我们完全的脱离这个社会，而是积极的去参与在社会生活之中。
This is the purpose God gave to us, not to be away from the society, but to join it and be representation of God.
我们来总结一下今天讲到的三个要点。
Let us make a conclusion of the three points of the sermon.
当法老去问耶和华是谁的时候，他是那样的挑衅的。
Pharaoh was challenging God when he asked God, "Who is him?"
我们的神要让他知道耶和华是神，他是耶和华。
Our Lord needs to make Pharaoh know that He is the Lord.
而且耶和华这个名字呢，不是一个简单的名字而已。
And Yahweh, this name is not a simple name.
这个希伯来文 Yahweh 呢，是这样一个动词，表示的是是和存在的意思。
In Hebrew language, the word Yahweh is a verb which express to exist.
当神说我是耶和华的时候，他是说我是一切存在的根本根基。
When the Lord says that I am Yahweh, He's expressing that I am the foundation of all that in existence.
而且神呢，却让包括以色列人和埃及人都看到他的权柄是超越一切法老和一切偶像的。
And God has shown to Israelites and Egyptians that His sovereignty is beyond all idols and false gods.
我们读经文的时候面对这样一个张力。
When we read the verses, we see this dispute.
一个是人的自由意志，第二个是神的主权。
One is man's freedom of will, and other is God's sovereignty.
好像完全是冲突的。
As if they're conflicting to each other.
我们在问，那么法老他硬着心，他到底要不要为他的硬心这样的决定负责呢？
When we see that Pharaoh have hardened his heart, we question if Pharaoh should be responsible for his hardened heart.
我想说的是，人的自由意志和神的主权是同时成立的。
We want to say that man's free of will and God's sovereignty can coexist.
我想说，法老他硬着心呢，他需要承担他的责任。
I want to say when Pharaoh hardens his heart, he will take responsibility of that.
但是神呢？他预知这一切将会发生，神也允许法老硬着心，而且在这过程中，神利用法老的硬心去彰显他的荣耀。
But God knows that Pharaoh will harden his heart, so God allows Pharaoh to harden his heart and use it to glorify His name.
神通过这些神迹去彰显他的荣耀，不是出自虚荣。
God did not go for glory in vain through these signs,
而是真正的。为了人们能够去认识他，认识他是耶和华。
But truly, so that people may know that He is the Lord.
在十几年前呢，我有机会啊，被邀请去访问埃及的科普特教会。
Decades ago, I had the opportunity to be invited to the Copt Church in Egypt.
在中国呢，这个地下教会是被压迫了几十年的。
In China, this underground church had been in operation for many decades.
但是呢，在埃及的基督教会，他们被穆斯林的政权逼迫已经有一千多年了。
But in Egypt, the Christian church had been under operation of the Muslim regime for a dozen years.
More than 1,000.
More than 1,000 years.
这个埃及人他们真正的是去经历过神这个荣耀的彰显。
The Egyptians have experienced God's glory firsthand.
后来当福音传到埃及的时候呢，埃及人这个他们归向耶稣，甚至是埃及成为在初代教会时候很重要的教会和神学研究的一个中心。
But when gospel spread to Egypt, Egypt had become a critical center of studying of Christianity.
后来呢？当公元七世纪这个穆斯林从阿拉伯半岛入侵埃及的时候呢，这个基督徒被逼着要改信伊斯兰教。
But when on the 7th century, when the Muslim from the Arab Peninsula assaulted the Egypt, the Christians there have been forced to change their faith to Islam.
他们被逼迫，甚至是对于这个基督徒每一个人都征收非常重的人头税。
They have been under oppression, and our Christians have been put under heavy taxes.
过去了一千多年，埃及依然有一千六百万的基督徒持守他们的信仰。
For a thousand years past that, in Egypt, there have still been tens of millions of Christians holding to their faith.
那么，我想挑战大家。
And now I want to challenge everyone.
你有没有在哪里做有那个应先的情况？
Have you hardened your heart in some area?
你知道神希望你在某一方面做出改变。
Do you know where God will want you to make a change?
但是你呢，一直是不愿意做这样的改变。
But you're unwilling to make this change.
或者说，神伸手去管教你。
Or that God have disciplined you.
你遇到一些状况，你知道神希望你通过这些不顺利的情况去做出改变。
You're bent with some situation that you know God is using this situation to force you to make the change.
后来你祷告，结果你发现，哎，这个情况有好转。
And when you pray, you notice the situation has been relieved.
可是呢，你像那个法老，就是情况舒缓之后呢，又立刻硬着心。
But you're just like the Pharaoh. Whenever the situation is relieved, you harden your heart again.
有没有这样一个在你生命中的领域是让你硬心的情况
？Is there an area that is like this, such that your heart is hardened?
我请你呢，把那个领域诚实的在你的祷告中交在神的面前。
I ask you to bring that area honestly before God.
好，你要悔改，然后让神呢赐给你一颗肉心。
You shall repent and ask God to give you a heart of flesh.
到了最后呢，我们一起来背诵一节经文。
At the end, let us memorize a verse.
就是出埃及记的八章十节。
That is Exodus chapter 8, verse 10.
我们一起来读三遍，三遍之后有考试。
Let us read it three times. There will be a test after that.
摩西说，可以照你的话，叫你知道没有像耶和华我们神一样的。摩西说，可以照你的话，叫你知道没有像耶和华我们神一样的。摩西说，可以照你的话，叫你知道没有像耶和华我们神一样的。
Moses replied, It will be as you say, so that you may know there is no one like the Lord our God. Moses replied, It will be as you say, so that you may know there is no one like the Lord our God. Moses replied, It will be as you say, so that you may know there is no one like the Lord our God.
好，大家准备好了吗？可以向旁边的人背诵出来。
Okay, is everyone ready? You may recite it to the people sitting next to you.
大家背得非常快，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
Let us make an ending prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Our dear Abba Father, Jesus Christ.
感谢你赐给我们这样一个难懂但是又宝贵的经文。
Thank you for giving us this difficult to understand yet very precious verse.
让我们知道，我们时常的硬着心抵挡你。
Let us know that we have often hardened our hearts.He resists of you.
主啊，愿意你来软化我们的心，给我们一颗新心，就是肉做的心。
Lord, may you soften our heart, give us a new heart made of flesh.
让我们及时的回转归向你。
Let us repent in time and turn to you.
让你的荣耀就在我们生命中彰显出来。
May your glory shine in our life.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Lord, thank you. Your child pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.